Has anybody got a match? Thanks. Now I can light an old gold for a treat instead of a treatment and listen to Meet Me at Parkey's. From Hollywood, California, the makers of Old Gold cigarettes, the treasure of them all, invite you to meet me at Parkey's. So come along to Parkey's restaurant and say hello to Opie Cates, his clarinet and his orchestra, Martha Tilton, Sheldon Leonard, Elliot Lewis, Ann Morrison, Don Forbes, Ken Christie, yours truly, Art Gilmore, and our genial host, the star of our Old Gold show, Park Your Carcass!
Well, I'm glad that I finally wrote this letter to my nephew, Dimitris. Poor kid is so blue. Every now and then I got for to write him a letter just for to cheer him up, you know. He's got such a terrible inferiority complex. She comes from Massachusetts, where they only got one governor. look who's coming in here now. Is that Bill Codd? I'm frightened to death of him. What an awful guy, all the time making those practical jokes. Oh, man, you never know what kind of a trick he's going for to pull on you. You're not safe with your life when this guy's around. The whiskeys would never come in this place.
Well, hello, Parky.
Hello, Mr. Codd.
Pull it there, partner. Shake hands.
No. Last time when I shook hands with you, I got a shock. Yeah, let me put to see your hand if you've got an electric battery there or something.
No, I ain't got nothing. Look.
Yeah.
Hey, I like this beautiful flower in my lapel. Smell it.
I know that trick, too, yeah. The minute when I bend over for to smell your flower, bingo. Squirt right there, water right in my face. That'd be an old gag, you know. I know.
Oh, you know that one?
I sure do, yes.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yes.
I sure have a lot of fun with that flower.
You
say, I pulled a terrific one yesterday over at the bank.
Yes.
I rubbed some itching powder on old man Henderson's neck. You should have seen him squirm. Was he uncomfortable? They told me he scratched all afternoon. No. Ain't that a corker?
Yeah, that's a scream, yes.
Hey, Parky, I made a special trip over here today. You see, I got some good news for you.
You got good news? You leaving town?
No, it's on the level. Parky, come here.
Yes?
There's a beautiful girl in this town who's got a terrific crush on you. She asked me to come over and tell you she'd like to meet you. She'd like to have you take her out tonight.
Ah, oh, look, Mr. Codd, why don't you stop with all those funny jokes of yours?
Jokes?
Yes.
How do you like that? That's what I get for trying to be a good fella.
Yes.
I go around trying to brighten up people's lives because I got such a wonderful sense of humor.
Yes.
But I don't get no thanks for it because after a while, no one takes me serious.
Yes.
That's all right. If you don't want to meet this beautiful girl, brother, it's okay with me.
Yeah, well, it's okay with me, too. You go and introduce your beautiful girls to somebody else.
But she don't want to meet nobody else, Parky. She just wants to meet you.
Yeah.
She's got quite a case on you, Parky.
Yeah.
Passes by your window here every day, looks in at you, and, mister, you just swept that gal off her feet. Parky, you got to meet her and you got to take her out because you have no right to break that poor little girl's heart.
Yeah, I know. But I couldn't help it if I break beautiful girls' hearts. After all, I'm just me and whatever happens is just got what to happen, that's all.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, I've done my duty. I told her I'd come over here, give you her address, ask you to go over there tonight and take her out.
Yeah, take her out. How could I take her out? I never even met her. Don't even know what she looks like.
Oh, but she knows what you look like, Parky, and she thinks you're wonderful.
She does? What is a beautiful girl she would want with me, anyway?
Oh, stop running yourself down, Parky. Let's face it. After all, you're a pretty handsome fella.
Yes, that's true.
And you're certainly considered one of the niftiest dressers in town.
Nifty?
Yeah. You're also known as a very intelligent man, too.
I am?
Yeah. What's more, you're very generous.
Oh, I guess what, it couldn't kill me if I give away a nickel here and there?
Why, sure. Now, do you blame this girl for wanting to meet you?
No, Bill, I guess I don't. Tell you the truth, I could see what not only is this girl beautiful, but she's got brains, too. Yes. Maybe you're right. Maybe I shouldn't be selfish, huh? Maybe I should give that girl the opportunity to meet me.
Swell.
Yes.
Now, she expects you at 8:30 tonight. Here's her address. 1150 Princeton Avenue.
Where did I mark that down? 1150 Princeton Avenue?
Yeah.
Yes.
Now, look, Parky, meeting the girl for the first time, you want to make a good impression, so I think you should bring her some candy.
Yes, yes, you're right. I'll bring her a pound box of candy.
A pound?
Yes.
Oh, Parky, she thinks you're a big man. Bring her 10 pounds.
10 pounds?
Sure. And look, she loves flowers, too. Bring her about 5 or 6 dozen roses.
10 pounds of candy and 6 dozen roses? See, that's kind of an awful lot, isn't it?
Oh, I know it's going to cost you a lot of money, Parky, but it'll be worth it.
I'm done thinking about the money, Bill, but carrying all that stuff, how will I ever get on the bus? See?
On the bus?
Yes.
You're not going over on the bus. Take a cab. You want to do this thing upright, don't you?
Yeah, you're right. I should do it upright, yes. Let's see, I got the address right here. 1150 Princeton Avenue.
That's right. Yes. Now, I'll come in here tomorrow, and you can tell me everything that happened.
Yes. So, you know something that's kind of exciting at that, you know, huh? Say what, she's beautiful, huh?
Beautiful? She's gorgeous.
Yes.
Well, Parky, I'll see you tomorrow. Have a good time.
Yeah, well, thanks, Bill, yes.
Hey.
Yes?
You didn't even ask me what the girl's name was. You wouldn't know who to ask for.
By George, you're right. I'm going over there. Don't even know the girl. Forgot to ask you what the girl's name is.
Yeah, her name is Kitty.
Kitty?
Just ask for Kitty.
Kitty?
Yeah, Kitty.
Yes.
Well, so long, Parky.
So long, Bill. Thanks again, yes. Hey, that Bill is done to be such a bad fellow after all. Kitty. See, that's a beautiful name. And I love that name, Kitty. I had an aunt once, but her name was Kitty.
And now for a treat instead of a treatment. Old Gold singing star Martha Tilton sings, "It's a Good Day."
I looked at my horoscope, and it said to me, "Don't be a dope, 'cause everything you do will turn out right. 'Cause it's a good day from morning till night. Yes, it's a good day for singing a song, and it's a good day for moving along. Yes, it's a good day, how could anything go wrong? A good day from morning till night. Yes, it's a good day for shining your shoes, and it's a good day for losing the blues. Everything to gain and nothing to lose, 'cause it's a good day from morning till night. I said to the sun, good morning, sun, rise and shine today. You know you've got to get going if you're gonna make a showing, and you know you've got the right of way. 'Cause it's a good day for paying your bills, and it's a good day for curing your ills. So take a deep breath and throw away your pills, 'cause it's a good day from morning till night. Yes, it's a good day for singing a song, and it's a good day for moving along. Yes, it's a good day, how could anything go wrong? A good day from morning till night. Yes, it's a good day for shining your shoes, and it's a good day for losing the blues. Everything to gain and nothing to lose, 'cause it's a good day from morning till night. I said to the sun, good morning, sun, rise and shine today. You know you gotta get going if you're gonna make a showing, and you know you got the right of way. 'Cause it's a good day for paying your bills, and it's a good day for curing your ills. So take a deep breath and throw away your pills, 'cause it's a good day, a mighty nice day. The sun is shining brightly, so treat your troubles lightly. It's a good day from morning till night.
I wish I could stand at your elbow the next time you buy a pack of cigarettes. I'd urge you to try. Just try a pack of Old Golds. Then after you'd taken a few puffs on an old gold and I'd seen a certain pleasant smile on your face, I'd have to say to you, I told you so. Yes, I've been telling you all along that this tasty and fragrant cigarette is the finest blend of the finest tobaccos money can buy. I haven't given you any hoopla about cigarette laboratory tests or medical claims or throat irritation. Smoker to smoker, I've told you the simple and honest story behind Old Golds. That they're blended by men with almost 200 years in tobaccos behind them. That everything there is to know about tobaccos is all wrapped up in that golden pack of Old Gold cigarettes. And I've promised you the great pleasure of a cigarette that's just about the last word in rich, mellow, deep smoking enjoyment. So try, just try a pack of Old Golds, not for the sake of medicinal values, but for your pleasure's sake. Yes, remember, I told you so, that any time you want to smoke for the grand fun of it, any time you want a treat instead of a treatment, treat yourself to a pack of Old Golds.
Parky, this is really exciting, you taking a girl out tonight. I think it's wonderful.
Hey, tell me, Martha, how do I look? I put on my best suit.
Oh, that's nice. Yes. Parky, I've never seen you wear that suit.
I know it. You see, I only wear it for special occasions. Tell you the truth, Martha, I didn't wear this suit for a good many years.
I can see that.
Yes.
Parky,
yes.
Don't you think you ought to take that McKinley button off?
Oh, yes. Fine man, that McKinley. I think he's got a good chance again now with the Republicans is back. Oh, here's Opie. Hello, Opie.
Hello, Martha. Hi, Parky. Hey, what are you all dressed up about? Who's dead?
Who's dead? Nobody is dead. Well, what makes you think that somebody is dead?
Well, back home, the only time we get all dolled up like you is when we go to a funeral.
Opie, Parky's taking a girl out tonight.
Hey, Parky, you ain't going to go and get yourself serious with no girl, are you?
I don't know, Opie. Maybe you could develop something. Maybe if I'm like her and she's like me, I could speak to her father and she could speak to my nephew, Dimitris. And maybe everybody could get together and maybe we could even get married someday.
Well, look, Parky, if you should decide to get married, I hope me and my band get the job playing at your wedding.
Well, Opie, I'm so surprised at you. You know what? Nobody else could get that job but you.
Oh, that's well of you, Parky. How about putting down a small deposit just to close the deal?
Small deposit?
Yeah.
Look, Opie, I didn't even meet the girl yet. Don't you think what it's a little bit early for to put up a deposit so you could play at my wedding?
Well, I know, but, Parky, if you want my band, you got to reserve us right now. Yeah. Don't forget, we're booked up solid.
You booked up solid?
Well, I sure am. Let me show you my book here.
Yes.
Now, look here. On March the 17th, 1950,
yes,
we're playing a dance over at Alhambra.
Yes.
And on June the 2nd, 1952, we're playing at the college prom in Pomona.
Why don't you stop with all that silly talk, Opie? Oh, when the time comes for me for to get married, I'll give you enough notice. You don't have to worry about that. So far as I know, I may not even get married for 10 years yet.
10 years?
Yes.
Well, what's me and my band going to do in the meantime?
Practice.
Oh.
The way what everybody is talking, they should be anxious for to get me married off. Wonder what's the big hurry. After all, I'm still a young boy. I'm only 42. On my 42. So I'll see you later, Opie.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, if it ain't my old friend, Mr. Parky, can't you? Semi correct
you. Yes. Hey, see, Mr. Sharp, I got a date for to take a girl out tonight.
Oh, Mr. Parky, can't you?
Yes.
I didn't know that you was attached to the week of six.
The week of six?
Oh, brother, you really are dressed up, ain't you?
You look all right?
All right. Brother, you look like you just stepped out of a boxcar.
I see, I want for to look good because I'm taking out for this girl tonight, but yeah. I told you, meeting her for the first time.
Oh. Ain't never met her before, eh? Yeah. Mean you're just making her acquiescence tonight, eh?
Yeah. Yes, I'm just making a requiescence tonight, yes.
Well, Brenner, it looks like I came just in time, don't it?
Yes.
Okay. Let's go over and take out your girl.
All right. Wait a minute. What do you mean, let us go over? Just wants for to see me. I'm going for to meet her alone.
Alone?
Sure.
You mean to say that you are meeting a girl for the first time?
Yes.
And you're going to go over there alone?
Yes.
Oh, brother, no, you can't do that. Huh? Oh, no, when you meet a girl for the first time, you got to use the proper manners, or what we call in society, etiquette.
Etiquette?
Mm-hmm.
What is that, etiquette?
Well, etiquette is all that polite stuff that you learn by hanging around Emily's post.
Emily's post?
Of course.
You say I got to hang around Emily's post?
Naturally.
There's something I don't even know where Emily's post is.
Well, don't you worry about it. I'm the guy that can help you.
You can?
Yes, sir. Now, the first rule of Emily's post is that when you meet a girl for the first time, you cannot be with her alone.
You can't.
Mm-mm. Got to bring along what we call a chapter one.
You said a chapter one?
That's what I said.
What is a chapter one?
Well, that's what they call somebody who goes along with you. Now, you just let me handle all these details, will you? Now, me and a syndicate, we just formed a new corporation. I represent a crowd called Three is Better Than Two Company.
Represent a crowd called Three is Better Than Two Company?
Uh-huh. Let me give you an example of our service.
Yeah, go ahead. Give me an example. That's good.
Okay. Now, I assume that this girl is very beautiful.
That's what I understand, yeah.
Okay, then what you want is our grade A deal. Now, for a fee of $25, I supply a wonderful chapter one to go along with you, see?
Yes.
Very agreeable guy. If you want to go to any of them fancy nightclubs like Cyro's or Mo's Campbell or maybe the Cobra Bananas.
The Cobra Bananas?
This guy would be glad to go along with you. And whatever you order, it is okay with him. You order a big steak, he'll eat one with you.
He will.
Yes, sir. You want a champagne, he'll drink it with you. Very obliging.
Look, Mr. Sharp, I don't understand it. Just because what I want for to take a girl out, why do I have for to give a fella $25 and take him along with me and buy him steak and champagne?
Well, all right. Look, if you don't want to spend that much, I'll give you a cheaper chapter one.
Yes?
Guy only charges $10. Don't have to go to such fancy places either. Take him to the beach or the amusement resorts. Comes in very handy if you want to go in the tunnel of love.
Yes?
Mm-hmm.
You say he comes in handy if I want to go in the tunnel of love?
Yes, sir. He can be talking to your girl while you're rowing a boat.
Mr. Sharp, that should be the craziest thing what I've never heard, these chapter ones. I don't think what I need no chapter one for to talk to my girl while I'm rowing the boat.
Well, it's up to you, Mr. Parkyakakis. I'm just trying to help, that's all.
Yeah, well, thank you very much, Jack, the same, and goodbye, Mr. Sharp.
Goodbye, Mr. Parkyakakis.
Another treat instead of a treatment. Old Gold presents Opie Cates, his clarinet and his orchestra playing Gal in Calico. Thank you.
I'm not a mind reader or anything like that. I don't know what your favorite color is or how many times a week you go to the movies, but I think I know something about you. I think that when you smoke for pleasure. The pleasure of good, honest tobaccos blended the way you like it. All right, I promise you that pleasure in every pack of Old Gold cigarettes. There's a smoothness about Old Golds, a kind of mellowness and richness that's like poetry. Just put one between your lips. Just let the Old Gold smoke curl luxuriously over your tongue. Ah, yes. Then you'll know why we keep saying to you, anytime you want a treat instead of a treatment, treat yourself to a pack of Old Golds. Ask for them at your tobacco counters. Look for them in the cigarette vending machine.
My 1150 Princeton Avenue. It should be around here some places, but I don't see no houses. It don't look like a residential neighborhood. I better go in this store here, ask them if they could help me find it where it is.
Yes, sir. Can I help you?
Yes, you could. You could please tell me where it's 1150 Princeton Avenue.
1150 Princeton Avenue. Well, yes. I'd be very glad to. Let's look it up in the directory here. Yes. Say, by the way, we've got a dandy sale on razor blades today.
You have? Razor blades?
Yes, we're selling the regular 25-cent package for only 11 cents.
Razor blades for 11 cents? Say, that's cheap enough. I really need some razor blades. Good thing I come here. I'll take a package.
Yes, of course, you understand. We only sell the razor blades at that price if you buy a bottle of hair tonic.
Hair tonic?
Yes, but you're in luck because today we have a sale on hair tonic, too. Yes. The regular $1.10 size is only 39 cents.
Yes, okay, I'll take the hair tonic, too, then.
Fine, fine. Yes. Now, which size corn plasters do you want?
Corn plasters? How did corn plasters get in here?
Oh, you can't get the hair tonic unless you take some corn plasters. But we've got a sale on them, too. The regular $2.98 box of corn plasters is only $1.14.
Well, I do need the razor blades, so I better take the corn plasters, yes.
Oh, did I tell you that you can't get the corn plasters unless you buy a lawnmower?
A lawnmower? Tell me, how much do I owe you now for the 25-cent razor blades what you're selling today for 11 cents?
That'll be $16.64.
Boy, I'm sure glad that you had a sale today. Yes.
Now, if you'll give me your name and address, I'll put you on our mailing list so that we can send you a circular the next time we have a big sale.
Thank you very much. I wouldn't care for to know about your next sale because you... I might want for to buy a package of gum, and I got no use for an outboard motor, you see. Oh, say, I almost forgot what I really come in here for. You could please tell me it was 1150 Princeton Avenue. I was going to look it up there.
1150 Princeton Avenue? Yes. Oh, yes, we were going to look that up in the directory, weren't we?
Yes, yes. Yes,
1150 sir. Princeton Avenue. Oh, here it is.
Oh, is it far from here?
No, it's right next door.
Oh, for heaven's sake. Well, thank you very much and goodbye. Next door. Yes. This is be 1150 Princeton Avenue, all right, but this is don't could be the place. This is a dog and cat hospital. Funny place for a girl for to live here, you know. Well, maybe that's the only place in Los Angeles where she can get a room. Well, exactly 8 foot. Eh? Might as well go in.
How do you do?
How do?
You wish to see the doctor?
The doctor, no, I don't. I'm looking for Kitty.
Kitty?
Kitty. Oh. I get the joke now, yes. This is real dog and cat hospital. Yeah, Kitty. That's a good joke, yes. Guess what? You must have lots of kitties here, huh?
Well, yes, we do. But you say it's a joke?
Yeah, I guess I'm just a stupid man. I don't... She'd have known better. And she, fairly, what I know is what you call a practical joker. You know, he told me for to come over here, you know. He said, what, very beautiful girl here by the name Kitty. And she's been very anxious for to meet me. And the way what he described how gorgeous she was, when I first saw you, I thought maybe you was her. Oh, that's okay. so longer that I hear, I might as well give you these flowers and the box of candy. He told me to bring that.
Oh, thank you. That's very sweet of you. What did you say your name was?
Parkiakakis.
Parkiakakis.
I own a restaurant here, what is called Parkish.
Oh.
Yeah. Said that this girl is used for to pass by my restaurant every day. She looked at me through the window and she liked me very much and she wanted him for to arrange for me for to take her out tonight. So he sent me over here. Some joke, huh? Sending me to a dog and cat hospital. Ask for Kitty, you know. Said what he was coming in my restaurant tomorrow, so I could tell him everything what has happened here tonight. I guess when I tell him he'll have a good laugh, then, huh? Whole thing is, that's some funny joke, isn't it, huh?
Well, perhaps the whole thing isn't a joke, Mr. Parker Cocker. Yeah. My name is Kitty.
Kitty? Uh-huh. You mean it's true? You mean what, you're Kitty?
Mm-hmm.
You mean he wasn't done making a joke with me after all?
A joke? I should say not.
Oh. After I got in here tonight, I saw this place was a dog and cat hospital. I thought Kitty was just a pussycat, you know.
A pussycat? That's a good one.
This is the best surprise that I ever had in my whole life. I thought it was just a joke, you know. Kitty. If you would like, I would like for to take you out to dinner tonight, Miss Kitty. Maybe we go to a movie later or something?
Oh, that sounds wonderful. I'm ready to go right now. Will you pardon me while I get my hat and coat? Oh,
sure, go ahead, yes. Oh, my. I thought it was just a joke, you know.
Doctor, I'm leaving now.
Oh, okay, go ahead. You'll be glad to get home early tonight. I know how tired you are.
Well, I'm not going home early after all. A gentleman friend just came in, and he's taking me out to dinner, and we'll probably go to a movie.
Oh, well, have a good time.
Thanks, and good night, Doctor.
Good night, Dorothy.
Shh, not so loud. Tonight, my name is Kitty.
Friends, a dime is certainly a small price to save a child's life. Yet every dime from you helps provide treatment for all victims of infantile paralysis, the cruel cripple of children that may strike anywhere. So please join the March of Dimes. Send your dimes, or better yet, your dollars, to your local March of Dimes headquarters. And please, send it tonight. Good night.
Meet Me at Parkies is written by Hal Finberg and Parker Cox. Mark Gilmore saying good night for Old Gold.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.